is to introductory lecture to this mini course which will develop the work of Buff and Chirita, proving the existence of Julia set of positive measure. I want first to thank the organizers of this conference, the institute which hosts us, and the staff, which is very always in such case overwhelmed with work. The context. For polynomials, you first define the Julia set as the set of points which don't go to infinity when you iterate. You have all the other definitions of it. It's a closure of the set of repelling points, or it is a set of points of non-normality. But for polynomials, we always see first the field Julia set. For rational functions, then we have to define directly the Julia set. Here is a collection of quadratic Julia sets. This one is connected with non-empty interior. All of them, when I say that they are filled Julia set, which has non-empty interior, the Julia, actual Julia set always has empty interior. And all the ones you see, you will actually see the Julia set, the boundary, has measure zero. Here is another one. This one is a Cantor set. Here is another one. This one is a Julia set with a Ziegel disk given by the golden angle. This is the well-known Arabit. And this is a dendrite. You see the dendrite is marked in black. And you don't see black points for the reason which has been mentioned, but what you see is a low equipotential. This is another Cantor set, and this is another Cantor set obtained by implosion of a cauliflower. For all those you have seen, and measure of k is zero because they're k is the same thing as j. This is a dancing rabbit, just to put you in good mood. In the question then arises whether it's possible to have a Julia set of positive measure. And the earliest quotation I could find was in 1919 by Fatou. These examples are enough to show that the study of this set E prime, that is what we call now the Julia set, is a problem of arithmetical nature to which one could apply the new methods of Borel and Lebesgue for measuring sets. And this will require further research. It's very easy to construct sets which have empty interior and positive measure. If you take just a square and draw fjords in it, you can arrange, just think you are making a piano curve, but you are missing it slightly. It's very easy to arrange so that the sum of the areas of the fjords is 1/10 or 1/100 of the area of the initial square, so that what you get here will be something which has, what remains has empty interior, but area which is 9/10 of what you started with. And it is a kind of this way that these examples are going to be constructed. So up to around 1990, it was thought that it was not possible to have a Julia set of positive measure. The dominant conjecture was that it was a zero measure Julia set, that they all had zero measure, except in the case where, such as the latest example, the Julia set is the whole sphere. But this certainly does not occur for polynomials. And the attempt for a counterexample came in the early 90s. There was one by Van Strien looking for ZD plus C with a big value of D and a real C. And simultaneously, people looking at lambda z plus z square in a Kramer situation. Then in both cases you will look for a polynomial with k having empty interior and positive measure. So it is this one which finally has been going through. But I mean, from this, the question of whether you can have a positive Julia set of positive measure of this type is still open. Now I think domain conjecture would be rather no, but not with confidence, and certainly no proof either way. Anyway, from this attempt, there has been something left, which you will see the trace in the sketch of the proofs. So let's look at this family F theta. That is the polynomials, quadratic polynomial having one neutral, one indifferent fixed point, which we take as the origin. So they can be written as lambda z plus z square, lambda is e to 2 pi I theta. If theta is rational, we are in the parabolic case. So this family is well known and well studied. The interior is not empty, K is locally connected, and the J, the Julia set, the actual Julia set, has positive measure. No, has zero measure. Okay. The opposite case is a case where theta is irrational of bounded type. Everything is also well understood, but the proofs are more difficult. Then in this case there is a Ziegle disk. The fixed point zero is in the interior of the field Julia set. The critical point here is on the boundary, the boundary of the Julia set of the Ziegle disk is a quasi-circle which goes through the critical points. The measure of the Julia set in that case is zero, and the dimension is actually strictly smaller than two. Okay. More generally, if you have the Bruno condition, this is written, the Bruno condition written. If you have Bruno condition, then you have a Ziegle disk, but it does not necessarily go way to the critical point. It can be a small Ziegle disk, in which case the Julia set will be not locally connected. And on the Ziegle disk, naturally, the map is conjugate to a rotation. If theta is irrational and not Bruno, you are in the Kramer case. That means that the fixed point here is on the Julia set, the actual Julia set on the boundary, and the field Julia set has empty interior, so the fixed point and the critical point are on the Julia set. K is not locally connected, and I have not drawn a picture because it's not possible up to now, and that Milner always gives that as a challenge get a picture which really describes the situation in the Kramer case. However, it is in that Kramer case that we shall find a Julia set of positive measure. So, the idea to get a counterexample to this zero measure Julia set conjecture is to find a sequence of angles theta k tending to a theta which is an irrational non-Bruno, so that the k theta will have empty interior, and such that the measure of the field Julia set k theta k does not tend to zero. If we can do this, certainly the measure of k theta will be positive because the k theta depends non-continuously on theta, there are some implosion at rational values of theta, but it is upper semi-continuous, and also the measure of k, the measure of a compact set, depends in an upper semi-continuous way of the thing. So the for both cases, the upper semi, the semi-continuity goes in the right way to ensure that at the limit, the measure of k is strictly positive. The initial strategy was to go alternately to step with rational points, values, and irrational of bounded type. Approximate, modify rational value and to make it of bounded type, modify value of bounded type to make it rational. In this view, the first step would be to go from a situation where you start from irrational of bounded type and modify it to be rational in the simplest way. You just write the continuous fraction expansion and thus truncate it, chop the tail, and get this way a rational approximant. If you do that, in the field Julia set, in the Ziegle disk, what you see is that the part of the Ziegle disk which does not belong to the field Julia set for the approximant has an area which goes to zero. And actually, the measure of k theta minus k tau k tends to zero. Let's see some picture. This is, as I showed you, field Julia set for the golden angle, square root of 5 minus 1 over 2. Minus 1 or plus 1 makes no difference since we are mod 1. This is an approximant of the golden angle, which is a quotient of two Fibonacci numbers. I think this is 8 over 13. This is the two pictures on the top of each other, and this is what you get in the Ziegle disk of the initial thing. See, in the Ziegle disk of the for the golden angle, you see that the field Julia set of the quotient of Fibonacci angle fills almost everything. What is left are fjords, like in the first picture. Fjords very thin. These fjords follow more or less the inner rays of the Ziegle disk, and they decrease exponentially with a step which is of the order of the width here. They decrease exponentially like that, and when the number increases, they decrease much more. So it's very easy to imagine that this area, the total area, goes to zero. This has Gelulli got proof of this fact, which was not complete. Shirita completed it in the a little before 2000. So this is what you get in the difference of the two field Julia set. You see it also, and what you get in this thing is essentially reproduced in most of these copies. Now, recently, Buff and Chirita have improved this strategy, actually by bypassing the parabolic case. I mean, you bypass it the same way as when you go to from Paris to Marseille, you bypass Lyon in TGV. You don't see it, but you are in the zone of influence of it. And this, you will see the influence of the rational point. But you just see very little. The central statement is the following. In the, if you start with a theta of bounded type, you can always modify it and get a theta prime, which is arbitrarily close to theta, which has a small cycle, a cycle in an arbitrarily small disk. This will prevent having a big Ziegler disk. And this is precisely what you get by the by being very close to a rational point, and such that the loss of measure for the k, or even the measure of the difference that way, is arbitrarily small. Okay. Here you see, I say what you get the difference in between the measure of this two field Julia set, but actually you just can concentrate, focus on what occurs in the Julia set for the initial value theta, in the Ziegler disk for the initial value theta. If you understand what's going on in this Ziegler disk, in all the other ones, it essentially reproduces it. I say central statement, I did not say central theorem, because this theorem is not proved. If you prove this, if you can prove this, it's very easy to construct theta by repeating this operation, so that at each step you lose an arbitrarily small amount of area, so that at each step you create a new small cycle, but then you, then later on you modify it sufficiently sufficiently by a sufficiently small amount so that the cycle which has been created before don't disappear. So at the limit you'll get something which has small cycle, so it will certainly be Kramer, and the total loss of measure will be small, so that there remains some measure which can be made arbitrarily close to the measure you started with. So what we're going to prove is that there are something with positive measure rather big. I say we cannot prove this statement. We can prove, we means Buff and Cherita, they can prove a variant of this statement where you make some restriction on theta, but you find a theta prime with the same restriction. I'll mention it in a moment. So that you can continue the process. Now, let us just list the ingredients of the proof. The first one is a theorem of Maximilian, which says that the all the points in the bounded type case, all the points on the boundary of the Ziegler disk are density points for the field Julia set. Let us see this for the critical points. Maybe if I'm not too short of time, I can have a slightly better picture of the same situation. This is just a zoom on the critical point, and this is the complement. Okay, and you see when, well, as long as you zoom, there remains some area, but this has an area. So this shows, it doesn't prove, but it shows that the critical point is a density point for Okay, and this, the same thing occurs for all the points on the Julia set. So, second ingredient is the following. If you have a theta of bounded type, and I have started here with the golden angle again, you can always find a theta prime which has a small cycle in the, something of a precise. So here you have a cycle which comes here. And this is the Ziegel disk for the new theta, for the value theta prime. But when you do that, if you do that in the standard way will be to take the, I want to modify it still being of bounded type. And for that, you take the continued fraction expansion, you truncate it, then you obtain the rational number, but then you put here a very big value n, and then what would be reasonable would be to put on always 1, but you can put always the same value s, and for technical reason it will be more convenient, or at least it would be necessary for the proof to take another value than 1. Then if you do that, the area of what is left is at least half of the initial area. And moreover, if you look at it in a prescribed open set, then if you go, if you cut far enough, then what you get is in the, that given the open set, at least half. I could say in the following way, if you take the measure which whose density is 1 in the new Julia set, not in the new Ziegel disk, and 0 outside, then this measure tends to a measure which has density at least 1 half. Okay. That will be the subject of the talk by Sherita. No, this is computer picture. Now, before I list the third ingredient, let us show some open questions. If you take this situation and you look at the part of the new Ziegel disk which passes outside of the old Ziegel disk, okay, this part looks very small, and we would like to know that it tends to zero in the sense that the semi-Hausdorff distance from the new Ziegel disk to the old one tends to zero or can be made arbitrarily small. This we don't know. Another open question of the same type is the following. Take a theta of bounded type, as above I take the golden number approximated by the quotient of 2 Fibonacci numbers, and then take the half of the components which are attached to the fixed point. By half, I mean each of such components is homeomorphic, dynamically homeomorphic to a cauliflower. Then I take the half of the cauliflower and I transport here. You obtain this way the flower of half components. I would like to know that the distance of this flower of half components to the initial Ziegel disk tends to zero, and this we cannot prove. Okay? What we can prove is a variant of that, but this relies on a theory of parabolic renormalization of Ishikawa and Inoue. And this works not for all values of theta, but only for the values of theta for which, when you decompose it into a continuous fraction, all the entries are bigger than some Fischer bound, Fischer-Kuranov bound S. Okay? And then, if you take such a theta, then you can prove at least that the post-critical set has a distance, doesn't go far away from the initial Ziegel disk. Okay? And if you look at this picture, the post-critical set for the new thing is just the boundary of the Ziegel disk. When theta prime is it has a bounded type. Okay, now I have a few minutes. Do I?
Okay.
Oh, good. Just tell you. Alors, this proof I was mentioning will be the talk by Buff. This fact, that under this Shishikora condition, this bound of Shishikora-Inoue, you get the semi-distance goes to zero. This will be the subject of the talk by Buff on Thursday. And this, which we'll say in a few minutes, will be the subject of my talk on Friday, which is the final proof. The idea is the following. You create a tall belt. That means you make a belt or a ring around the Ziegel disk by taking all points. You fix the delta too small with distance to this is between 2 delta and 9 delta for some reason. That is what makes it work. This is, and you patrol this with police and custom men and so on. Okay? This is such that if you take a point inside the Ziegel disk, under F theta, it will always circle in the Ziegel disk. But under F theta prime, some points might be tended to escape to infinity. These are precisely those points which are not in K theta prime. But they have to step into that belt. It's very easy lemma. So a point cannot escape to infinity under F theta prime without stepping in this ring W. But if you look in this ring there, then the density of C minus K theta is very small. That's due to the Macmillan result of density point. I mean the relation is 100 because you are looking at density on a small disk of radius delta in that belt or centered in that belt. Okay, then you have a big coefficient like that, but you still can make it arbitrarily small. Here I have not taken a very small value of theta, so it's not really small, but you have to do it further. Now, what we are interested in is to what is the behavior of the point. Okay, when they are inside the Ziegel disk for F theta, they can stay there under F theta prime, and at least half of them will do that because they are in the Ziegel disk for K theta prime, for F theta prime. They can escape, then they have to go to the belt. But when they are in the belt, there are lots of chances that they will be in K theta, in which case, by K theta, they are brought back to the Ziegel disk. Because any point in the interior of K theta is in the trim edge of the disc. They are brought back, I mean, after some time, to the disc. But then, by k theta prime also, a lot of them will be brought back to the disc. And then they can start to escape again. So they might bounce between delta is always delta theta, and the W, which has always been defined also in terms of theta, under a theta prime, a certain number of time, k time. And we are interested in the points which bounce an odd number of time, so that they end up in the belt, W, but there never come back to that, for instance, because they escape. Okay. And look at the measure of this. Then, using all the inequalities we have at hand, we can estimate this measure, okay, and finally prove that the sum of this measure for different values of p can be made arbitrarily small if you have chosen delta small enough, and so on, and so on, and so on. And this finishes the proof. Okay. So, I mean, here I just say that, but I'll give details in the last talk. Just to mention other results which have been obtained by Buff and Cherita in the same way, that you can find theta, so there is actually F theta has a Ziegler disk, but a small Ziegler disk not going to the way to the critical point. And this Ziegler disk, you can make its boundary as smooth as you want. You can make it to infinity. You can make it not real analytic. You can make it to infinity, but you can make it C23 and not C24. And if you want, you can give exactly the precise amount of regularity you want. Okay, and still have an actual Julia set having positive measure. You can also find Julia set of which are quadratic polynomial z squared plus c with field Julia set of which is infinitely renormalizable with a field Julia set which has empty interior and positive measure, but that will be just taking satellite of a satellite and satellite and satellite and so on. You don't go through filaments. I think I stop here, no? Yes, I went to say that the mathematics are all by Buff and Cherita. The computer image you have seen are the first ones, all pictures of Dan Sorensen and François Tisser has helped me making the PowerPoint, and Dirk Schleicher, and I don't know his name, has put the computer here, and I